Blog Talk Radio.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old books one more time. So you can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old books one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Been so long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything. You can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Oh, you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember I remember. Mama and Papa. See, I remember. Riding a squirrel on the stove. And I remember sitting right there, picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember, back, back in the law. You can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off as things slowed down. I remember every time my knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire, the slop jar by the bed, mama asking me questions about what I've been doing. The summertime, grandma in the garden, breaking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember? Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, I know what I know now. Well, I have traveled to the east, I've traveled in the West. I have traveled to the North and the South. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know. Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. To love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand. And if you don't, it's alright with me, baby. 'Cause I gave it all I had. And yeah, maybe you think I don't love you, baby. But even that, the blind will see. Maybe you will understand, baby. And if you don't, it's alright with me. Oh, baby, baby, please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's a once a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. Well, maybe
our donation drive has begun, and we're asking for your help. We're planning more radio broadcasts and television programming to bring the music of Hit City Records to the forefront, and so people all over the world can enjoy our music. Make your commitment today by sending a donation. Make checks and money orders payable to Hit City Records, P.O. Box 64895, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. Or go to paypal.com and pay at henryturner@juno.com. For all donations over $50, please email us with your address so we can send you your very own Hit City Records t-shirt. Thank you.
Hit City Records. Golden Dives.
anything but your toy. To all the ladies in my neighborhood, yeah, that's all right, baby boy, you know you're good. Telling you that I think that girl's gonna carry me to my grave. All my poor brothers with a big young girl. I said that a big young girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, all my poor brothers with a big young girl. You told me one day one of these girls is gonna come to you. It's alright, that's what I want. Telling you. Big bad girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah. All my poor bearers with the big bad girl. Oh, yeah. Now that I am a full grown man, that will and testament has been made. Telling you that a big bad girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yes, they are. Oh, my poor bearers. A big bad girl. Yes, I said that a big bad girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah. Oh, my poor bad.
Well. The story that I'm about to tell you is about a little fat baby. I mean, she was so fine at one time, I mean, she nearly blew my mind. But then the young girl used to start sitting around the table and ignoring everything. She just kept her face inside of a plate. And so I'm singing this song out to all the fat babies in the house tonight, dedicated to you and you.
Houston and Fat Baby, Gone But Not Forgotten, right here on HCR Golden Vibes. I'm Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host, bringing you some great vibes in Radio Land out there tonight. Hey, it's a Tuesday night in Baton Rouge, and man, we started at 10 o'clock hour with this show, and we're halfway through, man. Hey, that's how fast it goes. It don't play. Hey, man, we had a wild, wild week. I'm going to go and grab my co-host, Janice Nelson, and it's only Tuesday. We've got a wild week already. What's up, Jay? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Henry? Welcome back to Baton Rouge.
Oh, man. Don't say what's up. There's so many things that are up. Good stuff, though. All positive stuff that is up. Let me go grab Keith Lewis and bring him on the show. Hey, Keith. Welcome, man. Yeah.
What's up?
Keith Lewis still in the Delta, huh? I hear you, bro. Hey, man, let me go grab some folks, man. Let me go over and grab Tammy Cole. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
The hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, thanks for the hospitality.
Let me go over to the Delta. I think this is Little Milton's cousin, B.B. King. Little Milton's niece, B.B. King cousin, checking in. Yeah, hold on. Let me grab everybody. All right, now we live from the Delta 2. Hey, what's going on, B? Welcome to the show. That is B on the other end, huh? Is that Bianca?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey.
All right, so, man, I don't know where to start, man. We had such a wonderful time last Friday, me and Keith, man. We made a wonderful journey. Started up in Tennessee, man, with Tammy Cole and her crew. Boy, the red piano, Tammy, the red piano. Incredible room. Incredible room. Talent off the chain. I mean, Denise, it was so wild. You know, Keith, how do you describe the red piano, man? It felt like a New Orleans or a Baton Rouge piano room, huh?
Yeah, it was beautiful, though. Beautiful. Don't get me to talking, but you ain't going to be able to play no record, but you tell them what it was like.
Tammy, how would you describe the red piano? How would you describe it?
Well, it doesn't feel like a bar. It just feels like you're at home sitting on your couch just watching great performers. It's just that comfortable, and you can visit, and, you know, you just expect Etta James to walk out on the stage at any point. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, it's incredible. It gives you like the singer series that we saw gives you this really incredible feel, Janice, like you're being entertained by 20 singers, you know, but mm-hmm. you have one featured singer on stage at all times, and then another singer will come up and join and will do a duet, or they'll let another singer sing a song, and then they'll do harmony, and it's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow. I'll be glad when I can experience it.
You will.
Well, you better hurry and get here.
And it's like, I don't know, it just reminds you of like a Louisiana room or something, you know, it's crazy. You know, but that's, you know, and then Gatlinburg, Tennessee is a famous spot, man, that I always heard about. Through the Gavin brothers and the Statler brothers and the Oak Ridge boys and all of that. And they all sing about Gallatin, Tennessee, and Gatlinburg and all those kind of places. You know, it's really wild. It's just, it's just something else. Great tourist spot. You know, kind of reminds you of any touristy town with all the theme stuff like Dollywood and Margaritaville and, you know, all the incredible stuff. Yeah, what a journey. And then, you know, Keith and I left there and we journeyed down through Nashville into Memphis. I was so tempted to take the exit to go to Graceland, you know, and just kind of check it out. But we were on a timeline and we were trying to get down to the Delta in time enough to make it to the Blues Museum, the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale. And we just couldn't get there in time because traffic jams and this and that. And we literally had to spend the night to catch it the next day. And that was incredible. We wore out anyway. When you say, okay, we were pretty tired.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Good night, Mom.
Yeah, that was a good night's rest. And, you know, Keith, I think Keith was ready because I saw him lead a road a couple of times and I was like, oh, time. We got to stop. But that was incredible, you know. That was incredible. But, you know, we pushed it hard, but it was worth every ounce of what we pushed for, you know, and the experience was incredible. Now, we got in there early morning this morning. We was trying to catch up with Shelley Ritter. And Shelley is the curator of that museum in Clarksdale. We all Kelly was out on a medical thing. She had something going on, had to go to the doctor. But we debated over taking the tour. It was a $10 tour. So we spent the $20, and oh, my God, it was well worth the $20. I tell you, it was incredible. It was a journey through blues that you can't even imagine. You know, if you Tammy and Janisa. I mean, you guys don't know. But now Bianca, she does know. She lives in the Delta. And it's like some of this stuff was so surreal. You know, I told Keith and Larry when I got back today, we were talking about it. Some of this stuff was so surreal, Janisa. I looked at a series of pictures, and I felt like, man, those pictures kind of scared me, man. I don't think I could have handled that. I mean, the characters on the pictures just looked like they had two razors and a knife and a gun. Every character.
Yeah.
You know, even the women. And you're like, oh no, that's pretty deep, right? You know, this is the real blues. This is not the blues on TV. This is not the blues on the record. This is the real blues right here, you know. I mean, you look at a blues man guitar in the Delta in the museum, you know, the first three frets where people play open blues cards, Tammy and Janisa, it's worn off the guitar. I mean,
wow.
So, you know, when they got this guitar put in there, you know, after God and played it for like 40 years, I guess, or whatever, he wore it out. There was no playing around. You know, I mean, these guys, one guy's bicycle was in the Blues Museum, and every picture of him you saw, he was on his bicycle. And he had one of those, like, he had a red bicycle with white wall tires. You know, I mean, it was like, he was a blues guy, but he was a bicycle guy. That's where it was his mode of transportation. So, in his corner, all of his stuff, all of his pictures, and his bicycle was hanging from the ceiling. I was like, wow. It was deep. So, we journeyed over to Ground Zero. And Ground Zero is Morgan Freeman's place. And that was an incredible experience. We walked right in on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and they were pretty much shooting a series called The Blues Man. So they were wrapping it up as we were walking in. And I told Larry, Keith, I said, when you look down at the floor literally looked like a floor that had not been mopped or altered, a wood floor that had not been mopped or altered since 1930 or something.
Wow.
And it felt that way too, Janisa. I mean, you know how the floorboards move and stuff
and
all
creep,
of that. It was very realistic. And this was an old building. You could tell they probably had to get special permission to do this because it was definitely not up to code. Tammy, you remember the old window blinds, the big square white kind of metal ones that you open and close with like a string or whatever? Denise, you remember that? The mini blinds,
Oh, yeah.
The mini blinds that we use today is modeled after those. Well, they still had those big blinds in the window like that. But every blade on the blind had been signed by somebody as early as 1950. Yeah, as near early as 1950 on. And I even saw one signed by Martin Freeman in 95. So they must have brought these from somewhere else and put them in there. You know, so that was crazy, crazy, crazy wild. You know, so we had all of that. Now, also, the other incredible part was Keith and I walked down what's called Blues Alley. And Blues Alley is the actual street name. It's called Blues Alley. And there's a club called Blues Alley. And all these are old, dilapidated buildings. Some of them still in use and still go in them. And it's like they're all lined up. And this was the original Blues Alley. And you can see, you can just feel the energy. You know people walk these streets. And that was like John Lee Hooker Lane. Ike Turner. There was a plaque on the corner. Ike Turner corner. And basically,
wow.
You know, all these people were from the Delta, you know, so... You know, Robert Johnson, all these people. Well, Robert Johnson, we found out, actually was from Hazelhurst, Mississippi, but he moved to the Delta. Then eventually,
wow.
His family moved back to Hazelhurst, Crystal Springs and all that stuff. So, Honey Boy Edwards, he's from the Delta. He's from that area. And all those people, all their stuff, the Pine Top Perkins, the original pictures from the era with Cadillac Records. I'm talking about the original real pictures were in there.
Wow.
Of Hollywood and Muddy Water and all that, and some of their records that they made. Yeah, it was just the displays were just incredible. I mean, it was just so real. Then to top it off, there was a lifelike statue of Muddy Waters that was so real-like. The skin on the statue looked real. I mean, it
wow.
was like it was like a mannequin or something, but they did it so real that he was holding the guitar, the tips of his fingers. You know how fingers become callous from playing, and they blister
right.
over, and then some of the skin is gone. You can literally see that. I touched it, but I said, man, I sure hope they didn't stuff Muddy Waters, man. You know? I mean, I touched it. I had to touch it. I said, oh, no, man. I said, no, okay, it's not real. But I said, man, I hope these people ain't went over too far. Yeah, you know, it looked real. It looked real, man. Keith said he was expecting Muddy to say something any second. He got scared. He had to get out of there. And I said, wow. The picture scared me, and the life-like man could scare Keith. You got to be a man. You got to be a man to go to the blues museum. You don't walk around up and down. You need a gun or something. Just for the photos, you need a gun. It's deep, you know.
That's funny.
You got to be a man. You can't go up and down and be weak, you know. It's hardcore. It's hardcore.
Yeah.
You know. So I met some journalists and from California, this Korean lady. We stood and talked in the middle of the museum. She was talking about the wonderful energy and stuff she felt. She took our information, said she was going to friend us online and wanted to write something maybe about meeting at the Blues Museum. You know,
perfect.
Yeah, that kind of energy comes through there. You know, met another group of guys at Ground Zero that was from France, and they were radio people, and so they wanted our music. When they found out we were from Louisiana and we were bluesmen, they wanted our music. You know,
wow.
So told them we would. You know, I've already emailed them some music already, and just incredible.
That's
you know,
an
just,
incredible
like,
journey.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. So we finished with that. Then we went on down the blues trail, and we went to Indianola, Mississippi. And, boy, now that's where it got real deep at. You know, now, you know, we have been talking to Little Mills Neat, who's on with us now, Bianca, and so that was an incredible experience because when we got into town today, we decided, you know, we said, well, you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to contact them because we definitely wanted to meet them. And first we were just going to go to the Clarkset Blues Museum and then just touch base. And it was like, you know what, we're going all the way. So we went all the way. So we met Bianca and her mother, and that
mm-hmm.
was an incredible experience. Their spirits are just so wonderful. You know, these are beautiful, salt-of-the-earth people. They are down to earth, and they're very real. And they hold the spirit of the Delta. And Bianca, I want to really, really thank you and your mom and your kids, you know, for just taking the time to come over to the museum and just kind of hang out with us and show us around. And in the words of Bianca's mom, you know, here the most prolific words of the whole trip. She told us, she said, you know, B.B. King was a unique individual. You know, it's almost like he's white. And we were like, wow. You know, Bianca, you remember when your mom told us that?
Yeah, I do.
And Bianca said, Mom, are we going to be racist today? And the mom said, I'm just telling the truth. You know, that was the most touching thing of the whole trip. Me and Keith just could not get that out of our heads because the reality of the matter was what BB did was incredible. When we got to the museum, first of all, we discovered that the front part of the museum was a cotton gin. It was literally where black folks worked in the 40s and 50s in a cotton gin in Indianola, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back and bought that building. And he built onto the building with a new structure, which is the museum part. And the front part that was used to be the cotton gin where signified black people working in cotton, he turned that into a performance venue. So it's like a performance hall. So it's
wow.
Incredible. It's really incredible. And he kept the original bricks in the original building in front. And then the back is like a very modern building. Now also, Bianca and her mother shared with us that the original thing that B.B. King bought in Indianola was Ebony Lounge. And the Ebony Lounge, you could stand on the grounds of the B.B. King Museum and look across the street on the side street, and you see the Ebony Lounge. And the Ebony Lounge is an old building, and it's a club that B.B. King that used to play at. He went back and bought the club. And that's where he started all of his stuff in Indianola on his, you know, like creating this whole B.B. King thing and all of the other stuff. So he bought that first, and then that's what you told us. That's what y'all told us, right? He bought that first, huh, Bianca?
Yes. At first, it was a pool and a swimming pool in a park and a little daycare. Then it was the Ebony Lounge.
Okay, swimming pool and a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ebony Lounge. And that led to the museum and this other stuff. And the interment, he's actually buried right at his museum. And they walked us out and showed us where he was buried. His tour bus is there. Everything is there. He requested that they bring him home and all of his stuff home when he died. You know. So all of his stuff is there at the museum. You
wow.
know, and Keith took pictures and stuff of where he's buried and all of that. And we took pictures of Bianca, her mother and her children in front of the BB King area where the sign was. So we have pictures of you know, them at the site, you know, where the grave site is and such, you know. So it was just an incredible experience. I mean, incredible. And to see what BB was able to do, you know, with this was just so over the top. I mean, it's a first-class operation. It makes the Blues Museum in the Delta, like the first one went to, and it's inside of a train station. But BB's is so elaborate that it just overshadows that. I mean, while
wow.
we were there, two tour buses pulled up, and people got off and came in, and a gospel group walked out of a room and performed for them right there on the spot.
Wow.
I mean, incredible music, you know. Just feel the sense of, you know, what B.B. had in mind. He wanted to show people that most blues singers come from gospel. That's why they can sing so well. They start singing in a church, and they build from there. And that's the first thing you're impacted with when you're in the door. And they come out of this room and they start singing. And it was only like two of them. And they just was incredible. They sang to a track and it was super, super, super. And
wow.
So we got a chance to experience all that. And then the tour guide talking to them and telling them, you know, how blues singers get started and how where they come from, gospel and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's incredible. And the whole time, Bianca, her mother, and their kids were right there just kind of giving us information and kind of like, you know, guiding us through the whole thing, you know, while we kind of captured it and took a few pictures and kind of listened. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
They pointed out this little club across the street and then a restaurant club behind it. So it's all like one big block area where all of the stuff is going down. And it's not far from Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's
Sunflower Street, a couple streets over. It's a very interesting area, and it's a very interesting area that he chose, you know, to do all this in. You know, but to see his tour bus parked there permanently, it's kind of eerie. You know, me and Keith just kind of looked and looked and looked, and it's just like, wow, you know, this guy spent most of his life on that bus, you know.
Right.
To see it just permanently parked and him buried over there, it's like, wow, you know, it's a bit much. But
that was an amazing trip.
Yeah, powerful experience. So, Bianca, is there anything you want to say, you know, whatever, because, I mean, you know, I don't know what you felt or what you experienced, but it was powerful for us, you know. Oh, the one thing I want to point out, when you told me, you said, this is the first time that me and my family has been inside, actually inside of this facility. I was like, wow. You know, so I know that had to be emotional for you guys.
Yeah, that's the one reason why we really haven't went in there that much, because, well, we haven't been there, like, that's our first, today was our first time ever going in, because in fact, we're still grieving over it.
Of course.
And we're still not used to having to walk past the museum and knowing that he's right there and he's not able to be standing out there singing with us or whatever. So it's kind of like, it's kind of very emotional. We get kind of emotional when we pass by it every day. So sometimes my mom will have to look at us, oh, you know what, I'm going around. I'm going to go around town, just keep from going this way, you know.
Wow.
And it's so, it was, when I say it's so emotional, like the little grocery store across the street away from it, we don't go to there because the simple fact is that it's just like looking out the window and looking like, okay, where is he? Like, why we don't see him anymore. Mm-hmm. And with this being my kid's first time ever knowing anything about him as per se, like, they know his music, they heard his music. Like, from day one, he was listening to his music. And, you know, it was kind of, like, emotional because, in fact, we couldn't really just point out and say, hey, this is him. You can speak to him. You can dance with him, sing to his songs or whatever. You know, because me and my sister and brother, we was able to go to some of his concerts, get on the stage and dance or whatever. Or, you know, and we always was like, okay, this is kind of crazy because, in fact, we have kids now and they're not able to do the same thing we done with him. So, you know, and as my mom said, my grandmother is actually named after his guitar, Lucia. And, you know, over the years, like, she was adopted by a white family, and her name was changed from Lucia to Bessie. As my mom told him earlier today, we have an uncle by the name of Bob, but, you know, we call him Bob because Simfek is, his nickname is BB as well.
Wow.
Which is his son, which is his only son and his oldest son. And, you know, he passed a couple of years before BB did. So, you know, it's kind of emotional, and like my mom said, it kind of favored a little. And I really didn't kind of, like, pay attention to that until just now. Like, yeah, they do kind of really look alike, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and the thing is about that was, what the hurting feelings about that is that his daughters don't know anything about him.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah, they don't know anything about my uncle. So it's kind of like, it's kind of wishy-washy with us all in the same time. Like, it's kind of emotional that he's gone, and it's kind of, you know, like a relief. But on the same time, we're like, okay, he should have, like, introduced them to their brother, or, you know, at least let them know, oh, yeah, you have a brother on the outside, you guys, or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the same time, we did support his music. And as of today, I think my mom, I think she do